Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
When you think about it, buying and putting art on your walls is kind of ridiculous. I mean, you spend all this money to then go through the trouble of figuring out how to put it on the wall, get it level, get your drywall anchors in, and then have it look good wherever you want it. And then it just kind of sits there doing nothing for most of the day, year, month, for most of the day, weeks, months, years, just hangs there in your house. But art isn't about just having it necessarily. It's about the experience it adds to the home. It's about how you interact with the art and getting to take it in every day and how it just kind of adds to when you walk into your home and when you're just, you know, sitting and having a cup of coffee or tea in the morning and just maybe looking at it and appreciating it and really examining maybe how it makes you feel, like maybe a piece of art brings you joy, or maybe one like makes you really connect and feel some sadness that you want to embrace every day. Or maybe some pieces of art just make you think and you want to look at them and they just make you consider more and more and more what is going on in the art and makes you examine your life in different ways. Some art in my house is I have this piece that I've had since I was 13. My mom gave it to me when they redid their art, made it actually their home, their basement, into like a little art gallery. They go, my mom and her husband go buying art every now and again, and they just love to hang it up down there and enjoy it and show people. But the art she gave to me is this couple. It's actually a pretty common piece that you can get at like Bed Bath & Beyond, but I love it. I love the colors and like the darkness, and it's this lady facing away from the sky, and they're both kind of dressed more like 20s classy, and then they're both drinking at a bar, and he's faced away from her, and it's just, I like the potential in it. I like the idea of like, are they in a fight? Is he about to hit on her? Is she about to hit on him? Or is nothing going to happen? Are they just going to kind of go their own ways? Are they maybe talking to other people? But it's a piece I really like, and I've liked it since I was young, and I still do, and I kind of like that nature of life, and I like kind of guess sometimes what it says about me, which I'll get back into in a minute. But the other reason we get art is for guests. You know, guests like to come in. And there's a while where I didn't have any art because I'm very specific about what I want to put on my walls. And there are some girls that were like, why don't you have anything on your walls? And like, I didn't really think about it, honestly. I just lived my day to day without art on the walls because I didn't have anything that I really wanted. So it really wasn't taking away from my life anyways. But when people came over, they wanted something to look at. They want something to kind of get a sense of who you are and what kind of art you like, and they want to take something in. And then when I made some art for a bar, that once it was over, I got to get the art back. So I was like, you know what? Instead of just like hiding this away, even though it's my art, I'm just going to hang it on the wall. And you know, when guests come over, they can take a look at it. And when I did that, like people would come over and they would look at it and like appreciate it and kind of examine it and stand there for a minute. And I liked that little experience that I gave them. They got, you know, kind of an art gallery in my home. Kind of like how my mom and her husband did. And they just got to take that in, and we talked about it, and I got to tell him about the, you know, what the idea was behind the art. And if you want to check a look at the art, it's, you can go to abouttime19, I believe is the Instagram still. That experience just adds to your home environment for when people come over, but also again for you and your daily experience there and your family and whatnot. But, you know, some other reason people buy art for the home is, or buy art in general, is obviously for the prestige. You know, if you have like a original Warhol or Van Gogh, and that's in your home, that shows that A, you know, you're wealthy enough to own those things, and there's a certain amount of prestige that comes with having that that you can also show off to people. But on top of that, some people buy it also just for, it's a good investment. Buying art, especially, that's why NFTs might take off or a thing, but I don't know if I totally recommend them yet, but something to look into. But having that physical piece of art is an investment. You know, if you get a piece of art at an auction that's really valuable, over time the value is probably going to increase, because as it gets older it becomes more valuable, especially with the, you know, older artists. People continue to want those, and the older, the further time continues down the stream of existence, the more of those pieces that also might get destroyed. So the less that end up being in circulation, the more valuable yours might become if you have one. But at the end of the day, the art you choose is kind of really a reflection of who you are and what you connect with. And that's what art brings out for all of us. It's a, it shows us what we like and who we are. And it, that's what connects us with the artist. And you're not going to hang stuff on your wall that you don't like or you don't resonate with. And what you're resonating with says something about who you are and where you came from and maybe even where you're going, depending on, you know, there might be some inspirational art that makes you think about what you're trying to achieve in life. So think about what kind of art you're going to get and put in your wall. I think it's very important to be intentional and not just throw up whatever or have other people select it for you. I think that's, it's a pretty intimate, important part of the home that needs to be really well thought of. And soon enough, I plan to have some artists on the podcast to talk about their creation and how maybe they think about doing commission pieces for people that's going to hang and be in their home. So keep a lookout for that. Also, subscribe to the podcast if you wouldn't mind. Again, right now I'm trying to get it going, so every subscription helps me rank higher and get seen more in each category and can really help me grow this thing. Only if you like it though. And then aside from that, if you want your organizational horoscope, go to my website, www.reliefkey.co, and you can get that and find out how your star sign connects to how organized or unorganized you are. So that's my kind of views on art in the home for right now. And I will see you tomorrow.